sun has set, the darkness deepens, and the world awaits midnight.
Good evening. This is your genial host, Graves. You'll have to forgive the clutter. I've been going over my collection of dolls. What's that? Oh, my, no, nothing as small as a Darkie or Ben or whatever the names are. Well, those little things would never fit over both rails at once. You see, when I go over my collection, I go over it. I lost my train of thought. Ah, there it is. And right on time, too. I've only been collecting dolls for a short while. Not even 300 years yet. But I've got some dandies, even if I say so myself. Here's one of Marie Antoinette. So colorful with all that tasteful red flowing over her collar. Poor Marie, she was ahead of her time. And here's a beauty, Joan of Arc. She used to be with the Wax Museum till I melted her heart. We had a heated argument and she ran away. I finally found her hiding in a candle factory. And now she's the light of my life. But enough of mannequin madness. Let's get to tonight's story. Very creative job. Dr. Morgan Garvey, a biogenetic engineer. Dr. Garvey's work runs into some modern problems. But there are old-fashioned reasons. And a most unusual victim of circumstances. In Second Sunday in May, it's a very emotional tale.
From the poles to the equator, to the lunar colony and back, this is the Global News Network, your eyes and ears for what's happening anywhere, anytime. This afternoon, a disaster in the making here at Dysart Humanicals. No deaths as yet, but at least 8 injured and a dangerous android holed up in the nerve center of this controversial multi-million-dollar complex. Details and footage in a few moments, as well as an interview with the man responsible for this tense situation, Morgan Garvey, head of research for Dysart. But first, this word from the Armageddon Armory, your stronghold for survival supplies. In a troubled world, it's nice to know there's a place you can go for reliable weapons, food, and other survival supplies.
Morgan, it's getting late. You said you'd see them.
I don't want to face those jackals, Camus. All they want is a nice, juicy disaster story. They want a monster running amok and senseless destruction. They don't even care if there's a reason.
If we don't know what the reason is, how can we expect them to sit patiently waiting while we find out?
Yeah.
All we know is that the whole experiment was going well, far above expectations, and Dysart generously offered us a much larger lab and another wing.
And that's when Alan started attacking the moving crew for crying out loud. 8 boys in the hospital when all they were trying to do was salvage the equipment of the forming room. Just crating it up, and my android goes crazy. They're gonna hang me.
I don't think that's as bad as that, Morgan.
I know these guys, Camus. I can see this whole situation developing into a general recall of all androids. Dysart Humanicals will be bankrupt in a month, and who do you think Thurston Dysart is going to blame?
As to Dysart, Morgan, he is the one who arranged the interview with Global. there was a slight bargain made.
What bargain?
In return for soft-pedaling the out-of-control monster angle, our beloved leader promised their reporter exclusive coverage.
Well, that's not too bad. I never said Dysart was stupid.
And an interview with the android.
He wants me to take a reporter into the forming room and hold an interview? Is he insane?
No. He's the chairman of the board, and the owner, and the man who signed your paycheck. Of course, you could resign.
I'd still have to face the press, and I'd never find work with androids again. No. Some choice. Well, who am I going to drag through the rubble? That motor mouth outside?
Morgan, it's not the reporter outside.
Well, the guy they sent to take his place better be able to follow orders, because I won't let him get in the way.
Morgan, it's not a guy.
Oh, no, they're not sending me some snot-nosed female reporter to wet-nurse it.
Not just a female reporter.
Camus, tell me it's not her. Please tell me it's the president's secretary, or Dysart's daughter, or anybody, but the...
That's right. Evelyn, your ex-wife. She should be here in about 10 minutes.
Don't be an ass, Morgan. I'm here to report the news, not give you grief. I didn't ask for this assignment, but I won't back out. And I won't be kept in the dark, either. I'm a professional.
Yeah, you always were.
I don't like us being thrown together any more than you do. But why our marriage failed, whether I choose to have a child or a career, have no bearing on what's happening now. You're responsible for this project, and you're the one the whole world is going to be watching. Get out of the past and decide what you're going
to
do.
Still cut right to the quick, don't you, Ev, huh? All right, you're right, as always. How do you want to work this?
Well, why don't I start with some background stuff? I can get it from Camus here.
Fine. I've got to check in and see what's happening anyway. Beat me when you're ready to go.
Okay. I won't go live until I have to, so I'll work on building up a point of view from the audience.
Camus, give her the whole ball of wax. She's right. Everyone is going to be watching. And if we hold anything back, it'll look suspicious. We'll just have to rely on Ev's journalistic judgment.
He doesn't change, does he?
Not much, Ev. Have you been well? You've certainly been busy.
Fine, Camus. You're looking a little more distinguished around the temple. How are the girls?
You haven't lost your diplomatic touch yet. I'm not distinguished. I'm getting old and gray. But the girls, the girls are looking more like their mother every day. She have been just as proud of them as I am. Children are a priceless commodity these days.
Camus Jaeger, I'm surprised at you. A sales pitch.
Sorry, not a pitch. Just an abundance of parental pride. Not unlike what Morgan feels for Alan.
Alan?
Our android in the forming room. His name is Alan.
I thought androids were numbered. Why a name?
It's better than Hey You. He wanted a name and...
And the android asked to have a name?
He told Morgan it dehumanized him to be called a number.
The android didn't want to be dehumanized? Camus, what's been going on here?
Maybe you'd better let me take my time. Morgan asked him what he liked, and he chose the name Alan. We kept his number for lab and log tests. So he's Alan 27. 27th of his line and a living prototype of the general-purpose android.
Whoa, Camus, you're moving a little too fast. Start from the beginning. Like, what's the difference between a robot and an android?
Okay. Think of a robot strictly as a machine. That needs to be carefully programmed. An android is a living creature, a product of biogenetics, gene tailoring, designed to fit a certain parameters and grown in a vat.
Sort of a giant test tube baby.
Right. A network of nerves is laid out electronically, and flesh is grown around it, including a very simple brain. Androids are generally used for specific purposes, like deep-sea mining, the sorts of things that take a certain discrimination but no real intelligence.
All right, Camus, I'll play interviewer. How intelligent does an android have to be?
Oh, about the level of a reasonably bright dog. That's usually sufficient to learn whatever task they need to. However, Alan is a whole different species of android.
How do you mean?
Well, Alan is a military-funded project. The Pentagon is toying with the idea of an android army.
You mean all those young men who won't be going to a jungle somewhere?
I think the motivation was a bit more pragmatic. What they want is a soldier that won't be stopped by a bullet, among other things. So we made Alan more efficient.
How efficient?
For all practical purposes, Alan is invulnerable to anything that wouldn't also destroy this entire building.
Oh, boy.
For starters, he's got a Durasteel skeleton covered with flesh about five times as dense as ours. Depending on the caliber, a slug would only go at most half an inch into him. His skin is engineered with a massive lead and copper content, which means he's dark blue in color. It also means he's radiation-proof.
My God, he sounds more like a tank than an android.
Military, remember? He doesn't even breathe. Manufactures his own oxygen internally. He only inhales so he can speak.
That's why you didn't use gas to subdue him when this business first started. This seems so silly. Why don't they just use a robot in the first place?
Because a robot is a machine, remember? And a machine can't think for itself.
Alan can.
You might say that. As close as we can figure, Alan's IQ is somewhere in the neighborhood of 250.
But you said a bright dog.
You begin to grasp our problem. You see, Alan was an accident. We were hoping to achieve something in the 60 to 70 range.
But how?
It started when Alan was still being grown, in a vat we called the womb, in a forming room. We were doing the initial programming to set up his brain structure when the accident happened.
Dr. Garvey,
we're
ready to start running the brain matrix.
Right. Camus, I'm right in the middle of this protein analysis, and I think we've got our highest density so far. It's marvelous, just marvelous. I'm going to need a couple of more minutes. Would you go watch over the matrix work?
Of course, Morgan. Anything to keep the first smile I've seen on you in a month. Jerry, you've got the max current.
Oh, number 27, I think you're going to make Thurston Dysart a very happy man.
We're set to run, Morgan, in the green at optimum.
Okay, run it.
Running.
0.05 microamps. 0.1. 1.5. 0.2 microamps.
Hold it there, Jerry. We'll check the synapse formation before we go any higher. Yes, synaptic paths at optimum. Morgan, we're at 0.2 in the green.
All right, Camus, I'm about through here. Take it on up.
Run it on up to 3.5, Jerry.
Right, Dr. Yeager. Current rising. 0.25, 3.5 microamps.
Ready? All right, let's take another look. Mm-hmm. Synapse is firming up.
I finished the proteins. How's it going in here?
We're leveled at 0.35 microamps for synaptic checks. They're starting to firm into defined paths.
Great, let me take a look. Even better than we hoped, Camus. See? We've even got cerebral fissures forming. Can I have the chart, please?
Sure, Dr. Garvey.
I really think we got it this time, Camus.
I'm confident myself, Morgan. What do you say?
It's been a good string so far. Let's run it out. There are no deformed structures. Everything's at max. Let's see what number 27 can show us.
Hmm? You heard me, man, Jerry. Take it up to 7. Carefully.
Current 0.4. 0.45. 5. 0.55. 6.
What the hell?
The lights are gone. We lost power. How is it the whole time?
Where's our backup power? Rig the emergency lights.
Morgan, the womb's power interlock is frozen open. When we get the power on, we're going to have a current surge.
Oh, God, that'll fry this brain. We can't afford to lose this one. Here, hold this flashlight. I'm going to try pulling the power input cables.
Morgan, building service is giving us power. Circuit by circuit.
I've almost got it. Two cables to go. No!
Morgan! Morgan!
What happened?
Get an ambulance, somebody! Dr. Garvey's been electrocuted!
Come on, people. Let's get those circuit checks done.
Morgan, honestly now, you heard what the doctor said. A week's rest, at least. Don't give this nurse any more trouble.
Damn it, Camus. I just burned my hands a little. I've got to see what happened to 27.
Morgan, go home. I'll check it out and give you a report. Maybe. Now quit picking up those bandages. Young man, he's all yours.
Oh, for God's sake, you can't have it.
Dr. Yeager, I've been doing a preliminary scan of 27's brain, and...
And what, Jerry?
I think you'd better take a look yourself.
What kind of damages are there?
That's just it. There are no damages. But see for yourself.
You're right. No apparent injuries to the brain. We didn't program those visuals. And the cerebral structure's changed.
That power surge totally changed what we designed. What do we do now, abort?
Do you want to be the one who pulls the plug on a $30 million project? That's strictly Dr. Garvey's decision. In the meantime, run hourly progress checks.
Anything else, Dr. Yeager?
Yes. Take all nutrient and energy feeds down to a no-growth maintenance level. We'll keep 27 on ice until we know what we have.
And all this was how long ago?
About 8 months. And we still don't know exactly what we have.
On the other hand, we know a lot more about what he can do.
Morgan Garvey, give me your hands this instant.
What?
Your hands, you idiot. Why didn't you tell me about this?
Well, I didn't think you'd really...
Care? For your information, I do. Just because I stopped being married to you doesn't mean I stop worrying about you. Next time, let me know or so help me. I'll put you in the hospital.
How is it in there?
Oh, quiet for now. I pulled all the security people out to avoid trouble. I hope there's none. I stepped on a number of sensitive toes to get those guards out, even temporarily.
You mean Alan is in there all by himself?
Yeah. Effectively, he's in control of the entire research wing. Want to go interview a blue genius? The forming room is just around the corner and down a ways. Alan, this is Dr. Garvey.
Yes, Dr. Garvey. Please don't come any closer.
All right, Alan, no further. But you have a visitor, the televisor reporter I told you about.
Alan, I'm Evelyn Drake of Global News.
Yes, I know. I am very pleased to meet you, Miss Drake. Dr. Garvey has spoken of you often.
Why, Morgan. Alan, shall I come in to you?
No. Excuse me, please. I am under somewhat of a strain. But I cannot permit anyone inside this room.
But why not?
Excuse me again, but my reasons are personal.
Morgan, personal reasons for an android?
No one will come in, Alan. That's why I sent the guards away.
In return, Alan, we had to promise them no more damage would occur.
I understand. You also have my word. Please be careful. I am coming out now.
Alan, you're beautiful.
And you, Miss Drake, I see that Dr. Garvey did not exaggerate your loveliness.
Keep it up, Alan. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Morgan Garvey, you shut your mouth. The fact that you're right is beside the point.
Well, this is certainly amusing, but...
I suppose you're right, too, Camel. Alan, are you aware that I wish to interview you for broadcast by Global News?
Certainly, Miss Drake. That is why I agreed. I fear I may not have another chance to state my case. I welcome the opportunity.
Alan, what's the rush? We have all day if we want. I'd like to talk with you a while, too.
I'm sorry, Dr. Garvey. We do not have all day. You see, there was a lot of equipment in the forming room. I've been listening in to private conversations all over the plant. I'm afraid we don't have very much time at all.
What do you mean?
In less than 10 minutes, the security forces will be back in this hallway.
To what purpose? Another stalemate?
Oh, no, Dr. Garvey. They've been working very hard on some new equipment.
What new equipment?
The machinery they're going to use to destroy me.
What do you mean?
I've been tapping their communications, Dr. Yeager. They've built a sonic generator of great power.
Sonics? My God, Camus, I've got to stop them.
Alan, you're sure?
Without a single doubt, Dr. Yeager.
Alan, I must go too. Morgan! Morgan!
But I don't understand, Alan. What is it about a sonic generator that could hurt you? With your metal skeleton and all...
My dense flesh, Miss Drake. You see, ultrasonic waves such as the dentist uses work by vibration. Since your teeth are solid, the sound waves clean them by shaking foreign matter loose. It doesn't hurt your mouth because your flesh is too light to be affected.
But your flesh...
is heavy. So dense that the sound waves will start it vibrating. It will curdle me like an egg.
Get out of the way, Dr. Garvey.
What kind of animals are you? Who gave the okay for this sick, disgusting...
For your information, Doctor, Mr. Dysart did. As a matter of fact, it was his idea.
Dysart? Where is he? I'll kill him. I won't let him do this to Alan.
Get him, Packer. Take him to the infirmary with the others.
Morgan, wait. What happened to Dr. Garvey?
He fell down, Doctor, and he's going to first aid. Maybe you should help him get there.
No, you can't do this.
Packer, you better make sure the doctors know their way to first aid.
You mad ass. This is inhuman.
The rest of you men grab that equipment and follow me. Is that power pack secure? I don't want to have to look for an extension cord.
Yes, sir. It's welded in place.
Check the safety equipment and make sure everyone has their earplugs. I don't want anyone going deaf.
All protective gear checked and ready, sir.
Good. We're almost at the forming room. Just around this corner. Lady, what are you doing here?
Packing up my equipment. I've just finished an interview.
With the android?
With the android, who I think is more of a man than you are.
Lady, get out of the way. We're about to put that thing out of action.
I know. He told me all about it.
Oh, he did, huh? Now, suppose you tell me just what we're going to do.
You've got ultrasonic generators that you're going to use to coagulate his tissue.
What? All right, who told you this?
I told you, the android.
Well, he's not going to tell anything more. Get that generator over there. Swing the horn so it's facing the door. Lady, I'm not telling you again. Get out of the way.
All right, I'll get behind you over here.
Look out, he's coming out!
Watch it, men, spread out!
This is Evelyn Drake, your Global News reporter.
He's just standing there.
You're about to witness the final moments of life for a unique individual. A genius is going to be murdered, killed, because he's different.
Chief, Dr. Yeager and Dr. Garvey are coming.
Keep him back. Android, you're a very expensive piece of property. I don't want to destroy you unless you force me to.
Alan, get back into the forming room.
No, Dr. Garvey. These men are going to kill me.
I told you I don't want to. They say you know about this machine, what it can do to you. Just to show you, so there will be no mistake, here is a sample of android protoplasm that was treated.
Alan, that will be agony for you.
The agony will end after a time. I have no choice.
But why, Alan? Why won't you let us into the forming room, even if it means your life?
To let you in means more than my life. Miss Drake knows my reasons.
But you told Evelyn? Why wouldn't you tell me?
Because you are as close to a father as it is possible for me to have. You share in my creation, and I have learned to love you. And I forgive you. Goodbye, Father.
Look out! He picked up a club!
Warm up the generator. Listen, Android, I'm not warning you again. Put down that club. Stop! Stop! Turn it on! Turn it off! Turn it off!
Watch.
Alan, go back! Stop! Stop! He's not stopping!
Put in your earplugs and turn it up!
Alan, go back! I tell you! Go back! Stop! 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 You're killing him! Listen to him!
Please, Alan!
Listen to him!
Please!
His eyes! His eyes! They've gone milky white! Oh, my God! His eyes are bursting! No! No!
Why aren't you stopping? Stop! Stop!
Damn it! I didn't know it would be like this! My dear, I swear! I didn't know it would be like this! My dear, the face of your soul!
Stop, damn you! Stop!
Turn that machine off!
Why didn't you stop? I didn't want to do this. You were stupid. Stupid!
Oh, all right, Alan. Alan, I know you weren't stupid. But why did you make them kill you? Why?
He just kept coming. He had a club, but he didn't use it. He didn't hurt anyone. He just kept coming.
Morgan, come away. There's nothing left.
There's this. There's what's left of him. I want him buried. I want a funeral. Is that clear?
Morgan, all right. It's all right. We'll take care of it. Here, take this.
What is it?
It will help you rest. Just take it. Now come over here and sit down on the floor.
Why wouldn't he stop? Why?
Why wouldn't he stop? Why did he force these men to kill him in the most horrible, agonizing manner? Watch. In here, ladies and gentlemen, is the forming room. The answer lies in here amid all this electronic clutter. But here's a clue. A calendar with today's date circled in red. Sunday the 8th. The second Sunday in May. Over here, your final clue. This is the vat where Alan 27 came into being, where his skeleton was assembled, his flesh and nerves were grown. This is the metal womb where Alan was formed, where Morgan Garvey gave him the spark of life. This vat was going to be torn out and rebuilt for another project, and Alan couldn't allow that. In his place, any human being would have done the same thing. You see, Morgan Garvey was his father. But this vat is where he actually came to life. This is where he was born. And even an android loves his mother.
Bright young lad, just going through his blue phase. I can understand why they gave him such a sound thrashing, but I didn't think he'd go all to pieces like that. Second Sunday in May was written by Michael McConaughey and directed by Roger Rittner. Featured in the cast were Leonard Sloan, Arthur Dutch, Sandra Snow, and William Irwin. Also heard were Bill Ratner, Kimmett Mustin, Michael Immel, and Bob Farley. Sound effects by David Surtees, with Mark Trella. Production assistance by Kathleen and Marlena Arms. Engineering by Gil Jones. Midnight is a Roger Rittner radio production. Now, until we meet again, this is your host, Grave, reminding you that wherever you are, it may not be midnight now, but it soon will be.
Thank you.